Hello and welcome to the latest Culture Perth and Kinross podcast, Unrivaled, Unconventional, Unrestricted. In this season, we'll be talking to the key players involved in creating the exhibitions Ferguson and Icons 2, John Bellamy. In today's episode, I'm sitting down with Senior Collections Officer Rona Roger, who took the lead in creating the exhibition Icons 2, John Bellamy. So hi Rona, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So let's just get started with this podcast today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the type of work that you do for the museum?
I manage the collections team in the museum, so I'm responsible for collections across Perth Museum and Art Gallery, the Ferguson Art Gallery and Aylith Museum. There's about 450,000 objects in the collection and we try and make them as accessible as we can to the public, and so I'm responsible for curating exhibitions and collecting new objects, acquisitions through purchase, bequest, donations, all of those kinds of things, and interpreting all of those for the public.
That sounds fantastic. Do you enjoy your job?
I absolutely love my job. I feel really lucky to do what I do, and I learn something new every day, so it's never dull.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely, I can tell. So in a previous episode, I spoke to Matthew Belhouse-Moran at the Scottish Maritime Museum about boat builders. And in this episode, I thought it'd be good to talk to yourself about the exhibition just as a whole. So first of all, why John Bellamy for this choice for Icons 2?
We have a few works by John Bellamy in the collection, and he was such he was one of the major figures in Scottish art in the second half of the 20th century. So with this Icon series, we're trying to sort of promote Scottish iconic Scottish artists, and he very much is one of those. And Matthew Belhouse-Moran had been in touch with us, and he had the boat builders, and so we thought this was a fantastic opportunity to borrow this work, to bring it to Perth and show people locally, and also to work with the Bellamy family and the trust, so that we could show other works alongside and complement those that we already have from the collection.
Mm-hmm. So you said we've got a few works in the collection already. How many do we actually have?
We have three works by Bellamy in the collection, and they actually demonstrate quite a range of his career, because they kind of span from quite early on to quite late on in his career. So actually those three works tell the story quite well about what he was doing themselves.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell us a little bit about these works for people who might not be familiar with them? Just the three kind of main ones that are on display from our own collection.
Yes, there's the Bellamy family, which was painted in 1968. So John Bellamy was very much, he drew from his own experience and his own life for his paintings. And when you're standing in front of this quite large scale work, you can really get to see what he's trying to do. It's a self-portrait of himself and his family. There's a model boat in front of him, and his eldest child, Jonathan, is sitting in the boat. So he's trying to portray himself. And at this time, you can see the references of the things that are important to him. He's holding a bottle. Bellamy struggled with alcoholism throughout his life, and that played a huge part in his work. He went on to have a liver transplant because of this in the late 80s. So in this painting, you can see there's John Bellamy holding a bottle, referencing alcoholism. There's his pregnant wife, Helen. This is his first wife, and his son, Jonathan. Helen's pregnant here with her second son, Paul. But also in this painting, there's three other paintings within it. So it's painted within his studio. And I had a discussion with Helen about this work, and she said that it just brings back memories of being in that flat in London at that time, the noise of the traffic. It just brought so much back for her. He's also referencing things in this. There's the Bible discarded down to the side. There's the painting of the fisherman to the side. There's the concentration camp, Buchenwald, behind. And there's also a piano. These are all things that are very important to John Bellamy. His love of music. He grew up in a fishing community in Port Seton. So he is entrenched in this community, and his work references this over and over again. There's also a discarded crucifixion sketch lying on the floor. So that again, it's the fishing community where he grew up in Port Seton in the 1940s was deeply superstitious and deeply religious. His father initially went to sea. He was part of the Second World War, just after John Bellany was born. And after he came back, Bellany's mother couldn't handle his father going out to sea again, so he had to give up being a fisherman, and he stayed at home and became a boat builder. And John Bellany would work alongside him drawing when his dad was building boats or building models. And his father actually built the model boat that's in the painting that his son is sitting in there, and it now takes pride of place in the family home. And although it was used as a toy box when they were little, that did make me laugh.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating I think it's fascinating the stories that you can get out from paintings. I think it's absolutely amazing. You know, this is just that one painting, and it is quite a powerful painting when you do see it. I mean, I think like a lot of Bellany's work in that exhibition, it is quite powerful. It's quite bright, but the stories that it tells are kind of quite dark.
They really are quite dark, and there's a lot of emotion and feeling. And at this point in his career, he was very much, there wasn't so much hidden symbols. It was quite obvious, whereas later on, he started to disguise figures as animals or sea creatures. And he kind of thought that this would heighten the impact of the work, because he said you didn't always have to tell people exactly what it was for people to feel what was in these, in his work.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about the second painting then, Rona?
Yes, the second painting is Fishing Boat Poseidon in Harbour, and this was painted in 1994. This completely contrasts with the early Bellany family work. Bellany had been through so much by this time, and he'd been in some dark places. He'd had his liver transplant, and he'd had a second marriage. So his first wife, Helen, they had divorced. He'd gone on to have a second wife, Juliet, and she'd actually tragically died in 1985. And that was the year that his father died too. So that was a bad time for John Bellany, but also the time him and his first wife, Helen, became close again, and she helped him through all this. She helped him through his liver transplant, of which he was so prolific in his work, he was actually drawing on his way into the operation. He'd pass a sketchbook to the nurse, and then the first thing he asked her when he came round was, even he was amazed that he was survived, it was an early liver transplant, but he straight away started drawing again, and he started drawing self-portraits with himself with all these stitches and things. So at that point he realized that he was lucky to be alive, and he became so much more optimistic and happy and more peaceful in life. And this is very much demonstrated in the color and the composition of Fishing Boat Poseidon, the boat representing the voyage of life to John Bellany. It's very much, it's in harbor. And it looks happy, and I think it shows that he's come to the end of that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that I've taken away from this exhibition is the paintings that are on display. They're all quite a massive contrast with everything else that you know, they're no two works are the same. And then the third one, is it a painting or is it an etching?
It's an etching. It's a kiss, and it was earlier on again for him, and it looks quite grotesque to the viewer because you can't really tell where one person starts and the other one ends. So it's this couple entwined, and they're actually lying down in bed, although it looks like they're upright, and it looks like a portrait. It's a very unusual work. But yeah, and it's different to the others in the exhibition.
Yeah, and then we do have a few paintings on loan from Bellany Estate as well, don't we?
Yes. Those two works were dated from the 80s, late 70s and a mid-80s. And again, one of them shows these strange sea creatures and the panels that he started introducing to show different times in his life at the same time as what he's discussing in the central panel. And the second one very much shows this voyage between life and death, a couple on a boat and their journey through this. They're quite disturbing and quite sad to actually look at, and so
Yeah, and I think we'll come back to them in a future episode as well, because we don't want to talk about everything all at once just now. Okay, Rona, that's amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you're really busy at the moment. If you have not visited Icons 2 John Bellany, it's on display until the 31st of May 2020. It's completely free and is on at Perth Museum and Art Gallery. You can find out everything that Perth Museum Art Gallery does, along with Culture Perth and Kinross, at www.culturepk.org.uk. Thanks for listening.